I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of THP Radio, and more specifically, In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. Golfer Gal is not in studio with me this week, as we have a very special show that we're doing in conjunction with Jeff from Bridgestone Golf, who is all about fitting. Jeff's been in the business for over a decade. He's worked in pretty much every facet that you can imagine, including club building. He's been with Bridgestone for almost 4 years and was on one of the original six ball fitting teams. He's conducted thousands and thousands of golf ball fittings, and we're really happy to have him on the show. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, the BeFit program, which is something that Bridgestone Golf has on their website, and we have it linked on our site as well, is helping thousands of people find the right golf ball. And, you know, we decided to ask readers for some questions that they'd want to ask. But before we get into that, one of the things that I think a lot of people don't know about the BeFit system is that you guys can help with anything, not just golf balls, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If they have any questions about equipment, whether it's golf balls and what certain golf balls are supposed to do, which golf ball might fit them the best, or any other equipment, clubs, shafts, we can help them answer any questions if they have about golf equipment in general.
It's kind of like having your own golf ball fitting concierge.
That's exactly right. That's a good way of looking at it.
Well, I know that the knowledge is there, and I can tell the listeners out there right now that they are up to par. I'm not saying it because they've talked to me or they're on our show. They know shafts, they know clubs, they definitely know golf balls. And I'm one of the people who did get fit for a golf ball, both live and on BeFit, and compared results, and it came out quite well for me. One of the things that we wanted to do, like I mentioned previously, is send out a notice to all our readers and listeners, both the Bridgestone Facebook page as well as THP, and ask questions to people. Say, what do you want to know about golf ball fitting? What, you know, there's so many things out there that maybe are not quite correct, or people have, you know, mixed feelings or getting mixed messages about golf balls. So we said, send in your questions, and I'll give people a little hint here. If your question is read on the air, you will get a dozen golf balls after you get fit from BeFit sent to you from Bridgestone Golf. So that's kind of a fun way to do it. And
yeah, it was a really cool. I think, you know, your group of people over there sent in some really great questions. And I think we got over 600 questions.
Yeah, we last tally I had, it was 624. And
I mean, that's an awesome response.
People really are starting to understand that the golf ball can be the most important thing in your bag and how important fitting is. We got a lot of good questions, and it was really hard to narrow it down to, you know, 8 or 10 questions that I think people need to hear. But why don't we kick it off with a couple, and, you know, I'll ask the questions, say who the question was from, and you can go into your details.
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't you go ahead and let's start with that first question.
The first question comes from Jamie Ewing, and he asks, golf balls have evolved in the past 10 years into solid core balls that perform unlike anything before them, allowing for performance fitting. Do you think Bridgestone and competitors will be developing a larger selection of performance balls for the average golfer going forward, or the pro golfer continue to be the focal point for most new balls? That was a mouthful, by the way.
It was a mouthful. It was a good question. And, you know, I certainly can't speak for our competitors, but I can tell you what Bridgestone is doing. And when we started off the Bridgestone Challenge several years ago, and we're in our fourth season of doing the Bridgestone Challenge, and it's just gotten bigger each year. We are really geared towards building golf balls for, you know, the average player. You know, the people who actually have to buy golf balls. Okay, let's put it that way. You know, just by doing the Bridgestone Challenge and having as many teams as we do across the country, you know, we're fitting, you know, that player who maybe gets to play once a week or twice a week on the weekends, you know, or the, maybe the guy who's retired who does get to play four or five times a week. Those are the people that we're going out and that we're fitting. And through these fittings, we really get a lot of information on how the average person hits the golf ball. And not only how the average person hits our golf ball, but we have a lot of data on how the average person hits our competitor golf balls. And we learn a lot from that data. I mean, all that information goes back to our research and development department. And our guys go through all those numbers, and they look at how not only can we develop new golf balls, but how we can improve our existing golf balls. And so we're really geared towards, you know, towards the average player, not just the tour pro. Sure, we're always going to have equipment for our pros, you know, but we're really geared up for helping out the amateur players.
Is that how the B330 RXS was born?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the RX was born out of the BFIT, the Bridgestone Challenge. We took all that data that we had gathered, and we realized, you know what? There's a lot of players out there who are very, very good players, but they just don't swing as hard as a tour pro. We realized that 75% of the players that we fit swung under 105 miles an hour. Okay. Now, traditionally, to make one of the tour caliber balls work, you need to swing at least 105 miles an hour to get it to perform the way it was really designed to. Okay. We realized that the majority of the people didn't swing 105 miles an hour, but in that group of people, there are still a lot of really good players. There were a lot of people who needed a tour caliber ball or wanted a tour caliber ball, but they just didn't swing, you know, 115 or 120 like the tour guys did. That's where we realize there's a need for a ball for those players. That's exactly how the RX was born, and then off of that, the RXS was developed off that also.
Well, speaking of premium balls and slower swing speeds, the next question comes from a gentleman by the name of Adam Miller, and he asks, I love the feel of compressing a premium golf ball, but on non-flush shots, my swing speed doesn't seem to compress the ball fully. Is there a premium Bridgestone ball that is easier to compress for amateurs than other brands?
Yeah, and that ties right into what we were just talking about, the B330 RX and the B330 RXS, okay? Both of those balls are high-performance tour caliber balls, but they're designed for the player who doesn't have that super high tour-level club head speed. It's designed for that player who's swinging between 85 and 105, which is, you know, the majority of players. That's a ball that they can compress correctly. And when you start compressing the ball correctly, everything gets better. Your launch gets better. Your spin gets better. Your distance gets better. Everything gets better when you can compress that ball correctly. If you only partially compress the golf ball, you're only going to get partial performance. And if you look at it in those terms, you know, being able to compress that core is a really big key to getting that golf ball to work.
Well, speaking of performance and fitting, Billy Sword asks a really interesting question that I think marketing can play a role with and what people are very confused about when it comes to fitting. Billy Sword asks, I've heard that you should get fit from the green backwards. What is your fitting process doing to marry the results off the tee to feel on and around the greens?
Yeah, and that's a good question because there's a lot of talk on which is the correct way to fit a golf ball. We've always used the driver to start with, and we've had our players hit the driver over a launch monitor. And there's other companies who feel like you should start at or around the green and then work back towards the tee. When we're fitting a player for a ball, the reason that we use a driver is because the driver is going to show your tendencies more obviously than, say, a wedge would or a chip shot or a pitch shot would. Okay, when you're hitting those little shots around the green, okay, the amount of loft on a wedge and the amount of backspin that a wedge puts on the ball can mask what that ball is really doing. Okay, it's really hard to slice a pitch shot or to slice a wedge. You don't really ever see anybody hitting a big banana ball with a wedge, okay? So you're not going to get a real good sense of what that ball is doing when you're just hitting those little shots. When you're hitting the driver, you know, that's the most, you know, violent impact that you're going to get with a golf ball. If you're putting side spin on the ball, if you're putting too much backspin on the ball, if you're not putting enough, your launch angle is not high enough, it's going to be very obvious with the driver. Okay, it's going to just show your tendencies very clearly. And that's what we're looking for. We want to see what a player's tendencies are. And when you're fitting up there around the green, you're starting near the green and working backwards, you're not going to get a real good idea of what that ball is going to do on your full shots. And it can just lead to a loss of control with your longer shots.
I've always used the equation that it doesn't matter if the short shots are there if I'm in the woods off the tee.
That's right. That's right. We fit it like you play it. We fit the ball just like you play it. You start at the tee, and then you go to the green.
The next question comes from, before I go to the next question, I want to add something. The Bridgestone fitting that I went to was an actual fitting. I'm not going to get into
right.
other companies' fitting, but I will say a fitting should be an actual fitting. And if you can't hit balls, at least have a two-way conversation with somebody. It should not be a survey where you walk into a golf store, fill out a questionnaire, and a sales rep says, play these. That doesn't help a golfer because in actuality, you have to see something. But that's a rant for another time. So on to my next question. We touched on this one a little bit earlier. This one comes from Clay Cribbs, and he asks, how often does the general public's opinion go into making the next and better ball from Bridgestone, feel, distance, etc.?
Well, we use the public a lot when we're either developing new golf balls or if we're improving our current golf balls, okay? And a lot of that, again, we've touched on that with the Bridgestone Challenge, okay? All the data that we gather from those fittings, not only do we use that to help a player fit into the correct ball, but we take that information and we send all that stuff back to our guys in the lab so they can go over it and they can see, okay, here's what the golf ball is doing now. Here's how the majority of players are hitting it. How can we improve that golf ball that's already on the market? That's how the whole E-series of Bridgestone balls was improved. If you remember last year, we had the E5 Plus, the E6 Plus, the E7 Plus. They were changed again because we figured out, based on that data, how to improve them and how to make that ball better. And I know a lot of people get frustrated because as soon as a product comes out and they love it, it seems like the company's changing it. You hear that all the time where, whether it's a driver, or whether it's a golf ball or whether it's a golf bag, man, why did you guys change it? It was so good. It was fine. Well, if you're not constantly improving your products, especially in the golf ball business, you're going to get left behind. It's a very competitive industry, and if we're not looking for ways to improve our golf balls, we're going to fall behind. But the Bridgestone Challenge is a great way for us to use the public's input in developing new golf balls. And we also send out surveys to our players who've been through the fitting. And we ask them, now that you've had a chance to play with our golf ball, are you still playing with it? Or did you change back to your other golf ball? What is it about our golf ball that you like? What is it that you don't like? And that's a very important part of our development and our products.
I assume now with the online fitting system, BeFit, like I mentioned, it's kind of a personal golf concierge, you're able to capture even more data to help assist with the creation of new products.
We do. There's a lot of players who, for one reason or another, they can't get out to a ball fitting event and get fit on the launch monitor. Maybe they were, they were out of town the day that we came to your golf course. Maybe you live in an area where we don't have a team or we don't get to. Well, we don't want to, exclude those players. We want them to have a chance to get fit too. And BeFit's a good way to do that. When I fit a player through the BeFit chat program, one of the things that I like to do is say, that ball out, come on and tell me what you thought of that ball. I want to hear, Jeff, it worked great, or if it didn't work, I want to know that too. And that helps us learn more about how golf balls work and how they work for players.
Well, and that kind of leads right into the next question. Derek Dent asks, if someone is accurately fit for a golf ball, how many strokes on average do you think they could shave?
Well, and that's an interesting question. I can tell you this. We have done over 70,000 ball fittings up to this point. And through the surveys that we've taken, we determined that 84% of those players have seen between a one and a four shot difference in their scores. You know, which is pretty significant. That's a big number of people who've seen an improvement. And, you know, when you start getting into that four shot area, you know, that's pretty significant, I
That's the
think.
difference between 82 and 78. That's a big deal.
Sure is. It sure is. That's a very big deal.
Now, one thing that I'd like to point out about fitting is I know a lot of companies are doing ball fitting and club fitting and this and that. I have been to a Bridgestone fitting and witnessed it with my own eyes where they will recommend a better ball. They will recommend the best ball for you. If you hit your current ball and it's not a Bridgestone ball, better than any Bridgestone product, they will not tell you to switch to this. And that's something that really means a lot to me as a consumer is honest feedback. And it goes back again, we're actually getting a fitting, not just a survey.
We're the only company that puts our golf balls up against our competitor golf balls. When you come to a Bridgestone golf ball fitting, you're going to start with your golf ball choice, whether it's a Bridgestone ball or not. We're going to say, what ball do you want to hit? Let's start with that one. And then we're going to compare our golf ball to that. Now, if you already have if you're already playing a Bridgestone ball, which happens, let's make sure you're playing the right one. You know, we've got several different models, and I happen to think they're all good, but they're all different. But yeah, most of the time we can get somebody into a better ball. Okay, it's you know over 80% of the time we can get somebody into a better ball. Out of those, you know, over 70,000 fittings, 80% of the time we're going to get somebody in a better ball.
Well, that's pretty good numbers.
Sometimes it's yeah, that's a very good number. But then there's that 20% where we'll be straight up with you and we'll tell you, you know what, you know, maybe the ball that you're playing is fits you better than something that we have right now.
Well,
and that does give a lot of credibility, I think, to the program. And I think it surprises a lot of people too.
Well, credibility is the biggest thing for consumers nowadays. And it kind of leads to another question that we have from a reader. And it kind of fits more into the online fitting, which, like I said, I went through and I enjoyed. Patrick Chase asks, when fitting an amateur to a golf ball, how do you fit someone that does not know their swing speed, has a rough estimate on their distances, and doesn't know what the ball flight trajectory will help them best?
Well, and we run into that from time to time in the BFIT chat program, where somebody will come on to chat with us and say, you know, I want to find out what ball's best for me, but I don't know how fast I swing the club. I don't know really quite how far I hit it. Not everybody's been on a launch monitor before. Not everybody knows their club head speed. So what I have to do as a golf ball fitter is I'm going to have to ask some key questions to try and get a good idea of what this player's game's like, what his ball flight is like, and it boils down to trying to figure out what his tendencies are as a player. Every player has tendencies, whether you have a tendency to hit the ball too high or too low, maybe you have a tendency to fade the ball, maybe you have a tendency for the ball to balloon. Every player's got some kind of tendencies, and I can use, you know, that information to help fit a player in a ball. I did the Bridgestone Challenge for 3 seasons, and I've personally fit several thousand players, so I've got a pretty good idea of what, you know, what most players have issues with, and how to correct that.
Well, that kind of leads right into the next question. This is working out well. Dewey Lynch asks, and this is a question and a statement all in one. Dewey Lynch says, I would like to know the qualifications of the BFIT advisors. The individual that fit me seemed extremely knowledgeable, I can get that out sometimes, and left me wondering if he used a software-style format to input my data or was just sold on swing speed, trajectory, and player types to select the proper ball for each person he talks to?
Yeah, we don't, the BFIT technicians, myself, I've got a partner, Derek, who's an excellent technician. We don't use any kind of software program or any kind of aid to help us fit a player into a golf ball, other than just our knowledge of golf balls, our knowledge of fittings, what golf balls do. Derek was also a golf ball technician with the Bridgestone Challenge for several years before the BFIT program started up.
And Derek is the one that fit me when I did my BFIT, and I kind of did it just to marry to see what happened, to learn the online system as well as to see if it would produce the same results as I got from the launch monitor. And
sure,
the actual...
So you went and did the launch monitor. You did the launch monitor test first.
Correct.
Right?
And I was really curious when you guys – I was fit for the B330RX, and I was curious to see if an online system with just, you know, having a conversation with somebody would give me those same results. And as long as you're honest with the person and explain your golf game, Derek was wonderful. He spent – I have it written down on my pad, 23 minutes and 26 seconds going through everything with me on why it works. Instead of just telling me that this is what I should do, explain it to me why I should do it. And since that time, to be honest, I haven't switched. And I have seen an improvement, especially off the tee. And, you know, I know that on the THP forum, hundreds of people have gone through, and their feedback has always been positive. So I do urge people to talk to them because, like I said, they are a golf concierge. And let's face it, it's free. How few things in this world are completely free that give you this kind of incredible information, whether you use it or not?
That's right. That's one of the things that we really want to do is we're trying to educate players, okay? Whether you go to an actual golf ball fitting event or whether you go to our website and you click on the BFIT button and you talk to myself or Derek, okay, we want you to feel like you know more about golf balls when we're through than you did before, okay? And that's one of the things you mentioned. Derek explained why that golf ball is going to work for you. If we just said, here's the ball that fits you the best, go play it. Well, let's be honest, the next time you're out on the golf course and you find a ball in the rough and you hit it and it goes pretty good for you, you might say, you know what, that one went pretty good. I think I'm going to start playing those. But if you know why that golf ball was selected for you and you know why it fits you best, then you're going to be more liable to stick with it the next time you happen to find a golf ball sitting in the edge of the rough.
Well, that's been it for me, and you know, I can't testify for other people, but I can tell you that when I think of myself as pretty knowledgeable on golf equipment, but I was educated onto why a certain ball works best. And you know, I'm going to steal a slogan here. I don't want to play the better ball. I want to play the better ball for me. And that's the biggest issue for me, is to find something that works for my swing. The pros can all hit a different play. They play a different game than me. The next time I drive the ball 370 yards, I'm going to be on a mountain that's a mile high in the air, shooting straight down. So until I can play that game, I don't want to play the best ball. I don't want to play the number one ball on tour unless it's the ball that fits me right. And I've gone through the launch monitor challenge. I own my own launch monitor and did my own challenge. Certain balls work better for me than others do, and there's no question about it. And I hope others can experience that as well. I have to ask, and this is another question, came in, and speaking of competitors, as we had a nice little segue there, Kevin McNeil, who was a longtime Bridgestone user, he's a member of the THP forum, he's a longtime Bridgestone user, sent in a certain question that I just had to pick. It says, there's a certain competitor that's been very successful with a tour yellow ball. Does Bridgestone have plans to release their own yellow ball or any other color besides white?
Well, Kevin is—he must have one of those magic eight balls or something.
So, are we going to get a breaking news scoop here on THP Radio?
Yeah, he might. He might have just broken the latest scoop. You know, Bridgestone is a worldwide company, and you know they've been the number one ball in Japan for a long time. And we've had several golf balls in Japan that were colored that have done very well for the last few years. And as a result of that, we decided to see if it would work in the United States as well. And again, through the surveys that we send to our players that are on our mailing list.
I took one of those.
We asked them, you got the survey, right? And one of those surveys said if we were to offer a color golf ball, would you play it?
There was no answer for hell yeah, but I did say yes.
there was a yes button, and over 30% of the people said, yeah, I would try a colored golf ball. So in November, we're going to be coming out with a bright yellow golf ball and a bright orange golf ball. Both of them are going to be the E6 model, which is right now that's our number one selling model. That ball fits more players than any of our other models. It's just a good ball that fits a lot of players that's not very expensive. So that's the ball that we're going to introduce this in. We're going to come out with a very bright yellow and a very bright orange, and we're going to see how it does. And the biggest reason players wanted to see a colored ball was mainly for visibility. Okay. But there were some people who wanted to do it because it would be cool or because it was different or unique. There were those people, too, who would do it just to be different, you know, just to play something different than the standard white golf ball. But most people wanted to do it for visibility. And so we're going to try it. Those are going to be coming out in November. And the yellow ball is going to be coming out first, followed by the orange ball shortly after that. And I think they're going to do really well.
If there's a break-in at Bridgestone headquarters, it was not me. I don't play the E6, but I want them.
Right, so, yeah, with double extra security. So, but they're going to be available in stores right at the beginning of November. You should start seeing them.
That's great news, and, of course, we got the big scoop on THP Radio. I want to thank everybody that submitted questions because, like I said, we got over 600 questions. We could only get to about 8 here this time. We certainly want to have Jeff come back and talk to us again about everything Bridgestone, about ball fitting, about the online B-Fit system, about being your personal golf concierge completely free of charge, and kind of wrap this up and say the people who did get their questions read, you will get an email from THP asking for your shipping address, and we will get a dozen golf balls of your choosing after you go through the B-Fit system, free of charge, shipped to you. And the rest of you, do not hesitate when we do this again to get your questions in for Jeff, because obviously he's a wealth of knowledge. And Jeff, do you have anything else other than breaking news that you want to share with us before we sign off today?
I think that's the only breaking news I have. But on a serious note, the questions that came in from the Hackers Paradise folks were phenomenal. Obviously, a very avid group of players, very smart questions. Very intelligent questions.
That, from our group, we had intelligent questions? That can't be.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. We had a hard time, like you said, we had a hard time narrowing it down to just a few that we could answer. But I would love to come back at another time. Maybe we can answer some of the other ones. Maybe
absolutely.
We can get some more questions in. And for those of you who haven't been to the website and checked out the B-Fit program, it's really cool. You're either going to talk to me or you're going to talk to my partner, Derek. Just come on onto the website, and there's a button that will say B-Fit on it. If you have a question about golf balls, if you have a question about what golf ball fits you, if you have a question about what shaft is going to work best for me, click on that button, and we're going to try to help you out.
And tell them that you heard about him on the radio, and let him know that you don't want this show canceled. I mean, he really has no say in that, but I think he'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I want it. You know, and it's really neat to see when players come in and chat with me, how many of them say, hey, I'm a member of the Hackers Paradise, and I saw a thread about people coming in here and asking about what ball fits them. I want to do that too. It's amazing the number of THP people that come in.
Well, we're glad to help, and anytime there's a consumer-friendly product, we always want to help. That's all the time we have this week. Like I said, we're back every week, and we definitely want to have Jeff on. And tune in next week. We'll have our regular co-host. She's still recovering from her hot dog eating challenge, but she'll be back next week with us, and that's Golfer Gal. So for myself,
I'm going to ask you about that.
Next show, maybe we'll get you in doing a hot dog eating challenge. So for myself and Jeff, unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Bye, everybody.